Good morning. Today we are expanding our conversation as it relates to Kibud Av V'Em, and our general question is there an obligation to show kavod as well to an older brother? That is our specific conversation. We're going to expand this in future days to other relatives as well. For example, a father-in-law, a mother-in-law, and the like. But today that's going to be our focus. Kibud Av V'Em, but not the parents, the older brother. So we're actually going to ask three questions today, and Amir Tashomi will continue next time. Number one, is there such an obligation? Number two, if there is such an obligation, what is the strength of the obligation? Is it the race? Is it the Rabbanan? Something else? That is question number two. And question number three, a fascinating question, is the mitzvah, assuming that it's a mitzvah right now, if there's a mitzvah to show kavod to an older brother, also we'll have to qualify in the future, is it only the eldest brother or any older brother that somebody has? So meaning, let's say he's brother number three, or it could be a girl as well, but just for simplicity, a brother number three, so he has two older brothers. Are we only talking about the eldest brother or the older brother, but not the eldest brother as well? So that we'll, Amir Tashem, get to. Three questions today. Number one, is there such an obligation? Question number two, what's the strength and obligation? And question number three, a fascinating question, is as follows. Is it linked specifically to Kibud Av V'Em? And in the absence of the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, there would be no obligation to sow kavod to an older brother? Or is it an independent mitzvah? Meaning, even when the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em doesn't apply or would not be existing, there would still be an independent mitzvah to show kavod to that older brother. We will get to that shortly. So when it comes to the first question, is there an obligation to show kavod to an older brother as well? In fact, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yoredeya, Siman Reish Mem, Si'if Chaf Beis, Chayav Adon, the kavod Achiv Hagadol. There is an absolute obligation to show kavod to an older brother. It's the Achiv Hagadol. We don't know yet if that means only the oldest brother or any older brother. And in fact, it applies whether there are two common parents between the siblings or only one common parent between the siblings. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, Ben Shu Achiv Me'aviv, Ben Shu Achiv Me'imo, even if they only share a father, if they only share a mother, so they are half-brothers. And the Ramah adds on as follows something interesting. There is an obligation to show kavod to that older brother, even if the younger brother is in a greater Talmud Chacham, he's greater, a greater Torah sage than the older one. Nonetheless, there is an obligation for that younger brother or sister to show kavod to that older brother. Now, this is actually based, the Makor is a Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that makes a drush on the Pasuk Kaved, Esavicha ve'esimecha. The drasha is on the vav of ve'esimecha, that acts as a riboy to include something in additional. It's not only talking about the father and mother, but it's coming to include an older brother as well. So that is vis-a-vis the first question, is there an obligation? Yes, there is an obligation, and it is a drasha based on ve'esimecha. Now, when it comes to the second question, what's the strength of this obligation? Is it d'oraisa? Is it the Rabbanan? The Rambam says in his classic fashion, midivrei sofrim, many times, the Rambam refers to various mitzvahs as midivrei sofrim, and that is somewhat less than a d'oraisa. It's more than a d'rabbanan. That is the phrase that the Rambam uses when you have a drasha. When you have a drasha on a pasuk, as we do here, ve'esimecha, so the Rambam calls that divrei sofrim, and the commentators discuss in various places what is the strength of that according to the Rambam, but it is something more than Rabbanan, than rabbinic. But the Meiri says that this drasha ve'esimecha, to come to include the older brother, this is an asmachta, and it is only a mitzvah derabbanan, not only a mitzvah derabbanan, it's not deraisa, but it is rabbinic in nature. Now, what's fascinating is that the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, they did not go into detail. They just said there's a mitzvah to show kavod to the older brother, but there's so much detail that we have to fill in when it comes to this mitzvah. So today we're going to get to our third question, and then Amir Tashem, we will continue in the future. So the third question goes as follows. When we're talking about the mitzvah of Kibud Achiv Hagadol, the older brother, is that linked to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em? And in the absence of Kibud Av V'Em, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, there's no mitzvah of Kibud Achiv Hagadol? Or is it an independent mitzvah? That's what we have to analyze right now. What does it matter? So there are a couple of important nafkaminas, ramifications, halachic manifications. How do we qualify it? How do we classify it? Do we classify it as part of Kibbud Av Em or not part of Kibbud Av Em or independent? And nafka mina number one is as follows. After the parents have passed away, mother and father, they have both passed away, is there still a mitzvah to show kavod to that older brother? And nafka mina number two is, what if the mother and father have been mochel on their kavod? They say, we are okay with you not standing up. We're okay with you not doing this and doing that, which are typically the mitzvahs of Kibbud Av Em, we're mochel on it. Does that mechila, is that effective as well for the older brother, that there would not be that mitzvah for the older brother? So if we classify it as follows, let's go spell it out. If we say that the mitzvah to show kavod to older brother is because of Kibbud Av Em, then when it comes to nafka mina number one, after the passing of the father and the mother, there would be no longer a mitzvah of kavod to the brother because the parents are no longer alive. The concept here is that they would want you to show kavod to an older sibling, but if they are no longer alive, then there would no longer be a mitzvah. However, on the other hand, if we classify the mitzvah of giving kavod to another older brother as a mitzvah b'ipnei atzman, it's independent mitzvah, independent of Kibbud Av Em, even if the parents have passed away, Rachman al Itzlan, there is still going to be that independent mitzvah showing kavod to the older brother. So that is nafka mina number one. Nafka mina number two, if the parents were mochel on their kavod, is that going to be effective also to be mochel on the kavod that somebody would have to show to an older brother? So if we classify the mitzvah of kavod to an older brother as a corollary or as part of the mitzvah of Kibbud Av Em, if the parents were mochel, they were mochel as well for the other older brother. On the other hand, if we consider the mitzvah of showing kavod to the older brother as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, an independent mitzvah, if that would be the case, then even if the parents were mochel on their kavod, that would have no impact on the independent mitzvah to show kavod to another brother. Even if the parents were mochel, there would still be an obligation to do the mitzvah of kibud achiv hagadol. Now, truth be told, we have a similar mitzvah, very similar mitzvah to this as that we're discussing, and that is if a parent gets remarried. So if there's either a divorce or one parent passes away and the other parent gets remarried, is there an obligation to show kavod to the new spouse of the parent? So, for example, if the father gets remarried and now there's a stepmother, or if the mother gets remarried and there's a stepfather, is there an obligation, not during life, when that parent is still alive, you do have to show kavod. But after that parent, if that parent passes away and that step parent is still alive, is there going to be an ongoing obligation to show kavod? So truth be told, the poskim say no, because showing kavod to Eishes Aviv, the wife of a father, or the husband of a mother, not related to you, but a step parent, because it is only because of the parent that you have to show. So it's because of the Kibbud Av Em that you have to show the step parent kavod. If the parent passes away, there's no longer an obligation to show the step-parent, the spouse of that parent, kavod any longer. So that is when it comes to Eishes Aviv, Abal Ima, then it is linked to the mitzvah of Kibbud Av Em. When there's a mitzvah of Kibbud Av Em, you have to show kavod as well to the spouse of a parent. But when that parent, the natural parent passes away, there's no longer an obligation to show kavod to the spouse of that parent. So how about when it comes to an older brother? How do we classify it? Is it because of the mitzvah of Kibbud Av Em, or is it an independent mitzvah? This is an important machlokes between the Rambam on the one hand and the Ramban on the other hand. So the Rambam goes as follows. When it comes to the concept of showing kavod to the stepmother or father, he says that it's only noheg when the natural parent is alive. When the natural parent is alive and married to that spouse, then there's an obligation to show kavod. That's the Rambam says explicitly. When it comes to the mitzvah of kibud achiv hagadol, the Rambam does not distinguish whether the parents are alive or not. And the implication is whether the parents are alive or not, there is going to be a mitzvah to show kavod to that older brother. So even after the parents pass away, there is going to be a mitzvah based on this Rambam to show kavod to that older brother. Apparently now we see that the Rambam is learning it the second way, that the mitzvah of kibud achiv hagadol is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's an independent mitzvah that is not contingent on the karen. So what's the difference then between showing kavod to a step parent, that it only exists when the natural parent is alive, but not thereafterward, and when it comes to showing kavod to the other brother, that it exists regardless of the parents being alive or not? What's the distinction? So the Lev Sameach explains as follows. Why does the Rambam distinguish them? Because when it comes to an Eishes Av, or Baal Em, that spouse of a parent, and when the parent passes away, you don't have to continue showing kavod to that step-parent. Why? Because there's no longer, once the natural parent passes away, there's no longer any connection to that individual, meaning there's no marriage of a natural parent that binds you to show kavod to that individual. And we're not blood relatives at all, so we really don't have an affinity and a connection. Just it's a prior spouse of my natural parent. On the other hand, when it comes to a brother, even if the parents pass away, that's still your brother. You are still siblings. You still have common blood. And accordingly, the obligation based on this Rambam would continue. So we see based on this Rambam, very important, he is of the view that the mitzvah of kibud ach hagadol, showing respect to an older brother, indeed is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Accordingly, if we look back at our two nafkaminas, nafkamina number one, even after the parents pass away, there's still going to be a mitzvah of kibud ach hagadol. And the second nafkamina, what if the parents, they're alive, but they were moch on their kavod, is that going to impact the obligation to show kavod to the brother? The answer is no. If we are of the view like the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma, it's an independent mitzvah, it's not contingent on the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, even if the parents were mochel on their kavod, that would in no way impact the obligation to show kavod to that older brother. On the other hand, when it comes to the Ramban, he is of the view that the mitzvah of kibud achiv hagadol is contingent on kibud av v'em. Kibud av v'em, why? Because the parents, they want to, kshichabdu tzireihem gedoleihem, v'zenichnas begeder kibud av v'em. They want the younger ones to show cover to the older ones, and this is accordingly based on kibud av v'em. That's the review of the Ramban, that indeed it is a corollary, it's contingent on kibud av v'em, it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzma, and accordingly the nafkaminas are going to go in the other way from the Ramban. After a mother and father, after the natural parents pass away, there's going to no longer be a mitzvah of kibud ach hagadol, because that mitzvah is contingent on kibud av v'em. And nafkamina number two, if the parents are mochel on their kavod, that will be effective to be mochel on the kavod that one would have to show to the older brother. So there we have it in a nutshell. Question number one is there a mitzvah chiyuv of kavod achiv hagadol? The answer is yes. Question number two, what's the strength of it, of this obligation? It is not a deraisa like kibud av v'em. It's either, according to the Rambam, divrei sofim, or according to the Miri, it's a derabanan. And is this mitzvah a mitzvah that is linked and contingent on kibud av v'em, or is it not? Is it a mitzvah v'ifnei atzma? This is a machlok. It's between the Rambam and the Ramban with the nafkaminas. Is there a mitzvah to continue showing kavod to that older brother even after the parents pass away? And is there a mitzvah to continue even after the parents, when they're alive and they're mochel on their kavod? According to the Rambam, there is going to be an obligation that continues in both of those situations. And according to the Ramban, it's going to be the opposite. There is going to be no ongoing obligation. Have a wonderful day.